So the machine and the bands are designed to not slow the blood flow down too much, but enough that it, I mean, when you're using this stuff and you start doing some real basic workout movement, even with very, very low weight, that you immediately get this lactic acid response, and it feels like you're working out much harder than you are. And that's what the physical therapists love about it, because you can take somebody and work them out very hard, but you're not straining the body from a musculoskeletal perspective, if that makes sense.
So the impact is not as severe.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
which is great for guys that are hurt.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Katsu and Katsu products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KAATSU global.com.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And have you ever tried the Katsu? Have you ever tried the Katsu?
I was in Japan.
No, well, that's not, not what you think. Okay. No, no. John Doolittle is with us. He'll tell you all about the Katsu. John, how are you?
I'm outstanding. Thanks, Randy. How are you guys doing?
Great. Former Navy SEAL, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And was working, the last job was U.S. Special Operations Command. That's a large job there.
Yeah, it's the headquarters of all special operations.
Yeah.
You know, you got 69,000 people in that organization, and the headquarters right here in Tampa, Florida.
And you led the team there?
No, I did not lead the team.
You led a team.
There's like a four-star general leading that, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, just guys like Admiral McRaven, General Votel, you know, those kind of guys.
You led a team.
I did lead a team. That's correct.
Okay. So we're talking to John W. Badass Doolittle.
Yeah.
Keep going with that. I like that.
So what about that connection?
General Jimmy Doolittle, it's a distant connection, but I did meet him.
Oh, you did?
I was a freshman at the Air Force Academy in 1988, and General Doolittle was out there to dedicate Doolittle Hall, and I got to meet him.
Wow.
Kind of a funny story. We probably don't have time for it, but awesome guy. Awesome.
Wow. Man, that is so cool.
So you yourself has had quite a military career. As you just mentioned, you attended the Air Force Academy, and then you switched branches.
I did. I was actually commissioned as a Navy. I did as an ensign. I did something called an inter service transfer. Bush 41 was the president at the time, and the word had come down to the academy that the top third of the class would be flying, and I knew right away that that did not include me.
I understand that.
So I started looking at other options, and my swim coach growing up was an old team guy from Vietnam, double gold medalist in the 1960 Olympics.
Wow.
And kind of one of my mentors growing up, Mike Troy, and he said, hey, you should look at joining the SEAL teams.
So did you thank him very much during BUDS?
No, I did not. And I was one of the taller guys in my class. I think I was the tallest guy in my class.
No.
And, so I was the guy with his head sideways under the
boat. Yeah.
And then you did a solo swim across the English Channel?
That's true. I did that in memory of a friend of mine from SEAL Team 2, Neil Roberts.
Wow.
And back when I did that, there wasn't a whole lot of money kind of in the at the ready with the various foundations to help take care of surviving spouses and surviving kids and families and whatnot. And I mean, when one of our guys falls, the spouse is left kind of with everything. And a lot of them have to go back to school. They need to learn a career. The kids need help getting through school. They need equipment. They need scholarships and all this stuff. So in the years since, the Navy SEAL Foundation's turned into an incredible organization.
Yeah.
And I mean, they do so much. But back then, there wasn't a whole lot of money. So did that to raise awareness and raise money for, at the time, the UDT SEAL Association and the Navy SEAL Foundation.
So, John, you got to tell us what KATSU is, because like you probably heard, I confused it with something that happened to me in Japan some years ago.
And before you do that, John, the Navy SEAL Foundation, one of our partners, we have them on a lot, and they do. They do some incredible work. But so, you know, here's a guy that's, you know, obviously physically fit. He wants to stay in shape.
Not quite right.
Right. True. But has discovered these bands, and I've seen a little bit about, you know, some of the videos of KATSU. What is your explanation of KATSU?
Well, I got introduced to it during shoulder rehab about 3 years ago, and the PT, the physical therapist at the command there that we had, he said, "Hey, man, you've had this shoulder surgery done before. Took you 10 to 12 months to recover. I guarantee you'll recover faster using this." And that's all he needed to say.
The KATSU Cycle 2.0 is launched. After years of research, design modifications, software changes, user feedback, and utilization of metabolite testing results, the next generation KATSU Cycle 2.0 is now available. It is more compact and quieter. It is more capable and more powerful than the first generation KATSU Nano and KATSU Master products. The KATSU Cycle 2.0 enables exercise, recovery, and rehabilitation anywhere, anytime, by anyone. The ultra-compact, ultra-light, durable unit offers the KATSU Cycle and KATSU Master training modes and utilizes precise software-controlled limb pressure for both your arms and legs. The KATSU Cycle 2.0 includes four KATSU air bands for both arms and legs, a rechargeable battery with a USB-C charger. The pneumatic elastic bands can be disconnected from the KATSU Cycle 2.0 unit and are waterproof for use in the pool. Based on the original KATSU know-how and U.S. patent number 9775619, compression and decompression control system and vascular strengthening method, the KATSU Cycle 2.0 can do the following. It can tone muscle without weights. It's convenient. It can be done anywhere, anytime, by anyone. It offers access to the KATSU performance database. It offers 6 preset KATSU cycle levels. It can efficiently and effectively improve speed, stamina, and strength. The KATSU Cycle 2.0 is an incredible time saver. It can improve circulation. It enables faster recovery. It enables greater range of motion for those rehabilitating and recovering from injuries and surgeries. It is reimbursable with various CPT codes. And the KATSU Cycle 2.0 offers customizable KATSU pressures. KATSU, profoundly simple and simply profound. Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about KATSU and KATSU products, visit katsuglobal.com. That's KATSUglobal.com.
Essentially what it is, you might have heard of blood flow restriction training. We actually call it blood flow modification. It just slows down the venous return in the limbs. And when you do that, everything feels much harder. Hmm. And then there's this kind of hormonal cascade that takes place. So your endocrine system starts making more testosterone, more human growth hormone, nitric oxide, and all this other stuff that in the science world. But the bottom line is it helps you heal much faster, and that's why the PTs like it, the rapid rehabilitation. Yeah.
What was your recovery time then?
Within 6 months, I was back doing master's swimming and butterfly backstroke, you know, full rotation, probably 95% strength back. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah, and, you know, the list of not only professional sports teams that are using this
is
huge, but also a bunch of military bases, right?
Yep. The military bases, some of them are using it for the human performance aspect, and it does help with the bigger, faster, stronger strength and agility type stuff. But to me, the real game-changing aspect of it is the rapid rehabilitation. I mean, if you think of what, I'll use special operations as an example. Before 9/11, we had this 18-month workup cycle, 6-month deployment. That's kind of how it looked. Then after 9/11, I mean, my God, everything changed, right? And you had so many guys on this sort of port and starboard rotation where they would take 18 months of training, squeeze it into 6, and then have that 6-month deployment. And they were doing that over and over and over. And all kinds of overuse injuries, trauma injuries, and all, I mean, I'm sure you talked to plenty of guys that, you know, when you start taking away a lot of that recovery time, and I'm not just talking physically, but psychologically, behavioral health stuff, family things, all that comes into play. You know, the wheels kind of start coming off the bus a little bit, especially when you got guys that are doing 14 combat deployments. I mean, it can get crazy pretty quick.
So, say, you know, you were an operator and you used to shooting and scooting and all that kind of thing, and all of a sudden your rear end's planted at a desk. Can Katsu come into play to help you there?
Yeah, absolutely. The beauty of it is you need very little weight or no weight in most cases. So while guys are rehabbing from an injury or after a surgery or whatnot, they can literally be sitting at their desk doing emails with the bands on, and they go into this automated cycle where there's a little bit of pressure, all the capillaries become engorged with blood, and then it automatically releases after a while. And then it makes a little more pressure and release. So you have the endocrine system working in an automated mode where as you're sitting there, seemingly not doing much at all, you're actually, your physiological response is that you're working out to a degree. So you can be sitting there with these things on doing nothing, yet, and the science shows with the biomarkers and whatnot, your HGH levels go up, your testosterone levels go up, nitric oxide, which is that is responsible for vascular elasticity, I think is the magic word, but essentially vascular health, which is a systemic response everywhere, all that stuff being affected while you're just sitting there doing maybe toe raises or emails where your hands are moving just a little bit. So, you can use it at your desk. You can use it in the gym. You can use it in the pool. We got AquaBands, and we'll put a lot of guys in aquatherapy using this stuff in the pool with no impact on your musculoskeletal system. I could talk about this stuff all day, but I just wanted to
ask you about it. I've seen some YouTube videos and different things, and it seems like there are so many different levels of Katsu where you've got, from the most professional equipment and the Katsu endorsed equipment to just somebody tying a sock around their arm. I mean, how do you know, and you know, what's different about that?
So the guy that, the founder of this over in Japan, a guy named Dr. Yoshiaki Sato.
Gazumi.
I got to meet him with my family this summer. That's another story. But he started, that's exactly how he started with this, was inner tubes. He used a judo belt. He used all kinds of things around his arms and around his upper legs, trying to look for the appropriate pressures. And what he found over time was he started dialing in to what was his exact optimal personal pressure. So he developed an algorithm with a machine, and that's what the, when you see the Katsu machines, those, they have those algorithms right in there. And the specialist that works with you helps determine things like where your optimal capillary refill is. So you have good circulation, but it's not restricted too much. I mean, the bands are not tourniquets. They're elastic bands, so you're never right occluding. You're never stopping blood flow. You're just slowing it down. And that's what he found over time, was when he used devices like an inner tube and he made it too tight, he was essentially slowing it down too much. And in some cases, he hurt himself and occluded the blood flow. So the machine and the bands are designed to not slow the blood flow down too much, but enough that it, I mean, when you're using this stuff and you start doing some real basic workout movement, even with very, very low weight, that you immediately get this lactic acid response, and it feels like you're working out much harder than you are. And that's what the physical therapists love about it, because you can take somebody and work them out very hard, but you're not straining the body from a musculoskeletal perspective, if that makes sense.
So the impact is not as severe.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
which is great for guys that are hurt.
Well, John, I mean, we could talk. It's so fascinating to me about this whole method of Katsu. What's the best place for people to go to find out more?
KatsuGlobal.com. Pretty easy. KatsuGlobal.com. KAATSU Global.
KAATSU. Katsu Global.
And I don't think I was too far off on this when I talked about Japan. That young lady, she was going to get my endocrine system going.
Well, no, it's a different deal. Oh. John, listen, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. John Doolittle and the Katsu, it's just
pretty cool.
It is. It's like it's an old principle that's been developed anew.
Exactly.
Very deep, Randy.
Thank you.
Very deep.
Thank you,
Randy. Jerry, thanks for your time. I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Thanks, brother.
Great stuff, man. Thanks for your service.
All right. Take care, guys.
We'll be back here next week with a brand new edition of The National Defense.
Introducing the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Katsu is the ultimate biohack for health, rehabilitation, and recovery. Train bilaterally and untethered from the unit. Tone muscle without weights, lessening the risk of injury to joints and muscles. Improve speed, stamina, and strength. Exercise, recover, and rehabilitate anytime, anywhere. Increase range of motion and promote improved circulation. Accelerate training when time is of the essence. These are just a few of the benefits of the new Katsu Cycle 2.0. Invented in 1966 by Dr. Yoshiaki Sato of Tokyo, Japan, and protected by 47 patents, Katsu Next Generation Equipment and Protocols have a unique and unprecedented safety track record with over 20 million individual Katsu sessions in 48 countries around the globe. Backed by over 50 years of expertise, Katsu Global is excited to introduce the latest advancement in health and wellness, the Katsu Cycle 2.0. Fitting in the palm of your hand or in your pocket, the Katsu Cycle 2.0 is the most advanced, most portable, easiest to use compression device in the world. In combination with a precise algorithm-controlled limb pressure, Katsu's narrow elastic bands yield to
muscle contractions, providing safe and effective exercise and rehabilitation for users of all ages and from all walks of life. From Olympic champions to disabled individuals, Kansu users have a full range of motion, providing complete control and the opportunity for a wide variety of movements and training. From elite athletes and soldiers to aging baby boomers and busy executives, Kansu Cycle 2.0 is the next generation training and rehabilitation device used around the world. Kansu is used by the United States Department of Defense, as well as the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
Kansu, profoundly simple and simply profound.
Statements made in this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. For more information about Kansu and Kansu products, visit Kansu Global.